This goes to Dr. Paul Antal, A-N-T-A-L, fax 231-723-1048, regarding Lemuel, L-E-M like Mary, U-E-L, Granada, G-R-A-N-A-D-A, date of birth 8-13 of 1955. Dear Dr. Antal, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Granada, who was seen in consultation on January 28th of this year for elevated creatinine starting in September of 2024, and when he had had previously normal creatinine levels. He actually has been feeling better since his initial consult. His diazide was discontinued, and that was due to low blood pressure. And since that time, the creatinine actually improved. And so he's feeling well, although he never did have symptoms previously. He feels well. Review of systems is negative. No hospitalizations since his last visit. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram daily. For diabetes, metformin is 750 milligram twice a day, and Jardiance, 10 milligram or 25 milligram daily. Mounjaro is 5 milligram weekly, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam: weight 183 pounds, and that is a slight increase of 7 pounds since January of this year. That was one of the reasons Mounjaro was increased. His pulse is 78. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 130 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, but some prolonged expiratory phase throughout due to asthma. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. No peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done April 22nd, 2025, and creatinine was now down to 1.22. Estimated GFR is 64, and previous levels were 1.46, 1.56, and 1.7. So he's improving every time labs are done. Sodium is 137, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 4.2, phosphorus is 3.7, hemoglobin is 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One is now improved to stage 2 chronic kidney disease, secondary to diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, which is also improved with the cessation of diazide. We've asked him to continue getting labs every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.